A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's CBDs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Position with regards the movement of informal traders from the pavements of the streets of Mutare, surely there's need for orderliness and for people to trade peacefully following the bylaws of the city of municipalities.
So this kind of movement that patches around
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's cities and towns.
Vendors, let me say, dozens of vendors have been arrested in Harare, while others have been injured in skirmishes between the Harare Municipal Police and street traders. In Mutare today, there were also skirmishes between the council police and vendors. The vendors are refusing to move from the central business district to designated areas in the city.
But local government minister Sevia Kasukuwere insisted there was no turning back on the government's directive to move vendors from the CBD. Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chideme also said the council will not be deterred in its effort to clean up the central business district.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunja looking forward.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichi taura nezve matambudziko akasangana ne madoroba panyaya vanhu vari kutengesa mumigwagwa. Vakawanda vevanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumigwagwa vari kuti ivo hapana chekuita nekuti zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro vakasatengesa zvinhu, aiwa vanenge voyaura nenzara. Asi nekune rimwe divi vanotungamira maguta kana kuti makanzuru vari kutiwo aiwa vanhu vanofarira kuti vaende kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti zvinhu mudhorobha hazisina kumira zvakanaka. Hapasina kana pekuisa tsoka nenyaya vanhu vanenge vachitengesera zvinhu mugwagwa. Vezvitoro vamwewo vari kuchema chema kuti vanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavanenge vachitengesa ivo muzvitoro zvinozoita kuti ivo vatadze kunge vachibhadharawo mari dzemitero. Idambudziko rakakura rinoda kuti nyika iise musoro pamwe chete kuti paoneke kuti poitwa sei. Gibbs.
Yebambe zuru kandaba lingalichona njani. Ye, utape sikuluma ngalo lamhlanje ke sikuluma ngakhona kuke ngalabo abathengisa ezitaladini. Bathengisa nje ezitaladini ukhanya kulodubo eZimbabwe ngoba imisebenzi ayikho, amakampani amaningi seyavalwa. Ye, sizwile ke ukuthi eHarare bekula kugijimisana okuthize phakathi kwama-vendors kube sokubuya ke lamapholisa kamansipala. Kuzobuya njalo eMtare kwenzakele lamhla lakho kade kulokugijimisana khona okumangalisayo. kodwa ke ongani kuhlukumeza kakhulu abathengisayo laba ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bayakhitshwa behanjwe sendaweni abathi akuhambelani lokuthi ungathenga abantu. Sizwile njalo ke umnumzana uSevia Kasukwere Blessing Jong kutsho kwakho ekhulume sithi vele akubuyele emuva emva phambili madoda emva ngenkani. So ke uthi noma kanjani kumele kulungiswe lokho. Kodwa ke siyazo abathengisayo bathi lokho kuyahlupha lokho.
Of course, for this first 5 to 10 minutes, we want to talk to the mayor of Mutare, Councillor Tatenda Namarare, and also Promise Mkwananzi, Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization Director. We'll quickly talk to these guys, Gib, so that we can bring in other guests because they can just give us a feel of what is on the ground. Let's start with you, Councillor Namarare. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Right, Councillor, tell us, give us an update of what is happening there right now.
So, thank you very much, Gibbs. Today in Mutare, we managed to relocate the vendors to the best necessary places without any skirmishes or violence between the vendors and the municipal police.
But we heard in our report that some vendors, hello, yes, Councillor Namarare, but some vendors are saying they are not happy that they are being moved before you have fully completed the new site. What is happening at the new site?
Yes, basically what is happening at the new site is that when we did our own manual recording of the number of vendors within the city, there were certain few disgruntled vendors who refused to be registered by the local authority. So when they allocated the tables to those who were registered, those who refused were coming now today saying that they need places to use for their market. So this can also bring by the end of this week, we would have completed everything. Then everyone will be allocated to his table.
Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, you also have Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, good evening and welcome to the program. Yes, tell us, what is the situation like in Harare?
Well, the situation in Harare is a restless one. There are continuous running battles between the vendors and the municipal police, which, as you know, culminated in the arrest of the leadership of the vendors association, the National Vendors Association of Zimbabwe. The vendors continue to flock back into the city center. As far as they are concerned, it is business as usual because of the obvious things that we have been articulating on this platform, which includes the need for government to create alternative sources of livelihood, as well as for government to really come and create a dialoguing platform. I heard you talking about Minister Kasukwere, and our message to him is very clear. There is no alternative to dialogue. There is no alternative to inclusion, and there is no alternative to consultation.
What are you going to do with the language? What are you going to do
with the language? Ikhathana lokungulo futhi indaba leyo. Kodwa thina siyamcebisa umnumzana ukasukuye ukuthi kulendlela kodwa kuphela uzimelisa kulo muntu indaba leyo. Kufuze akhulumisane loZulu weZimbabwe. Sidinga amacebo nemicijo yokuthi indaba leyo singayihlisa njani ukuze laba abakubhizimusi namavenda bahlanganise amakhanda abo ndawonye.
So he's emphasizing the need for dialogue.
Rigaiti dzoke kwamuri mayor Namarare tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu iko kwaMutare. Mati imi pane nhamba yamanga muinayo yevanhu vanga vakanyoresa vanosvika vangani vari vaMutare?
Above 450 vendors that we registered.
Ko vamwe vanga vasina kunyoreswa vacho vachaita sei vamuri kuti ndo vamwe vacho vari kuramba kubuda?
We had the meeting with them today and we agreed with them that they need to move to the designated place. And they moved to the designated place and our house officers were now busy with them registering them. There is enough space for them to be allocated.
Mm-hmm. Saka, iko kwa mtare uko, where exactly are you relocating them to?
What we did is we moved the vendors from the business of the buyer's shop within the city,
mm-hmm.
and we relocated them to two major areas. One is for fruit and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is catering for those who are selling clothes
mm-hmm.
and the other non-food items.
Mm-hmm.
These two areas, they are just less than 100 meters from the CBD area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We hope some cities mm-hmm. will emulate that. Gibbs, katiputra mwemtere, watinae, vachigodora. Makadi vachigodora?
Makadi vachigodora wangu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo mfungwa zenyu po, itu kwa sei pa dambu zikuriripo. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachigodora asi iro dambudziko revanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu kuchitungwiza rakamira sei?
Vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu kunzira baba. Last week mutown umu ndomakarohwa vanhu nemuwo wandinotofambidzana nayo vatinoirana pakazofoo hama yake mushure mekushungurudzwa nemapurisa nekuti chidambudziko raari kuita kuti vanhu vavese vangofunge kutengesa kunyaya mabanga chaunesa nezvimwe rodhi macho hamuchatofambidzi ezvesuna wangochedza mbichana munhu utotamira matomato emunga mutsako wetaundi nemusika hapasisina asi kuti kuda kwewani nekuti nhaye ukapinda mutauni ka munhu anotonge motokari inotozenga matomato emunhu arotengesa munzira nekuti vanhu vakunotambira vanhu ikoko ndokwekutengesera kutaundi kunotenderera vanhu ikoko tichizonesa nezvokuti nasitaimai mugabe wakabuda achiti munhu nhanhenzizinazeke nakatopa vanhu zvikatenda titengesi kamada mutaundi asi zvinezvi taakuona wakupandika futi ndonyakupa mavhenda guva hedhi rekutengesa enezvo vako vapandikira mavhenda aya vacharowa zvakare mutaundi imomo vacho vasungurudza zvozviva kuti uori hwacho hwanyanya vekanzuro vanouya havachanyori varisiti mwanouya kutorera vhenda yatudhora zvavanhu aya mari yavari kutengesaka porofiti yapamwe chizitokezikazuva asi wanosvipa mapurisa ezetarapi hatiazimutsako wepurisa ezetarapi neekanzuro nechivekanzano yachigumawo mari mavhenda achiita korapushoni vezetarapi anouya achigumawo mari achiita korapushoni saka mavhenda haasisina zororo ndapasisina kutivanoziaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa Pagana kau, ah, karena mesti kau sebab tu yang muka aku miring tu kau nak tambah lagi nombor.
I want not in Ashkuru. Of course, you heard Mr. Jikodora is saying that he's sick and tired of being sick and tired of the yeah. ruling ZANU-PF party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying there's need for fresh ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying in Chitungwiza, where he stays, there's no difference between the CBD mm-hmm. and a vegetable market
mm-hmm.
because the CBD is flooded with people who are selling their vegetables in other ways. And he's saying now it's the drivers who will be trying to avoid the vendors. That's how problematic the situation is. And he's saying you can't blame the vendors. You know, the people are unemployed, and you know, it's a desperate situation.
We just got a message from Mr. Nkosinathi Mangena, who sent us a Facebook message. And he said, can you please call me right now? I mean, Shabani. I think we'll give this number to our producer.
Yes.
Then I've got another message from Sakile Lili Ene, who says, Kabayegele abantu bazithengisele shuwa lapha babotshelwa ukuziphilisa. So what she's saying is that let the people sell whatever they want because they're trying to make a living. Then I've got Mokwena Daniels, who says, that's the only way those people survive. Because the government has failed to create jobs for them as it promised during political campaigns in 2013. And then maybe we can go to our two gentlemen, Mr. Namarare.
Yes,
and
for their last words.
Yes, for their last words.
Okay, you can go ahead, Gibson.
Okay, Mr. Namarare, your last word on this issue, you know. Where do you think the government is going with this kind of, you know, relocation exercise?
Well, the approach made out, speak on perspective, regarding Mutare, they said. But in the city of Mutare, we were a bit in front of the government with this exercise. We started to engage our vendors using our community service department some months back. And when we were given the ultimatum by the government, we couldn't meet their demands because we had already planned something with our vendors. That is the reason why today the exercise did not involve any skinship of violence because we had literally agreed with our vendors. But as a general comment, on where the government is going on the issue of the vendors, it is very difficult now. The situation is more that each and everyone is now a vendor, including myself. I am also a vendor. So for us to have a nation of vendors, it's going to be difficult for us to reduce our economy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor Tatenda Namarare of Mutare, for joining us this evening and just giving us a quick update of what is happening in the Eastern Highlands. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs?
Yes, we were Baba Mkwananzi iba ibizo lo iwokugcina ngathini ke nqa ngaphosa nje amafutshane baba.
Isizwe lami ukuthi ukuthi uhulumende yakhulumisa ndla abantu bakhe. Asifuna uhulumende ophongu budluza nje. Kakhulumisa ndla abantu bakhe akunothi inhlupho lezihlangana labantu yiziphi. Alungisise ndawonye lo council lo
Zulu ngamafindi. Ake siyakuzwa kakhulu, sibongile ukuthi usijoyine lamhlanje ku Studio 7, eh?
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu, yeah. So he's saying the government should actually engage vendors, you know, so that maybe there could be some constructive engagement. And then that's the way to, you know, map something that is strategic, you know, for the future.
Yes, I think we also now have Mr. Tabang Nare, coordinator, Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Now, Mr. Nare, there are these reports from Mutare, Chitungwiza, Harare, Chinoi, Karoi, of these running battles between municipal police and the vendors. What is the best way forward? What can be done to make sure that there is a win-win situation for everyone?
I think as previous contributors have alluded, government, through the Ministry of Local Government and the Ministry of Small, Medium Enterprises, and the local authorities and the vendors associations need to come to a round table where we can actually agree on what is practical in the short term, in the medium term, and in the long term. The use of strong hand tactics will not help because vending and informal trading are ways by which residents in the different cities are trying to improve their lives and ensure that they sustain their livelihood, given the difficult economic conditions that we face.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Poke, kungenziwa njani khonokho nxa usikhangela baba Nare? Kubanjwe njani? Ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngeqanda engani selibolile, yabo?
Yeah. Siye saba lomhlangano wama-vendors wabakhona abavele small medium enterprises ezinamavendors last week eHarare. Kwaso kuthi ukuthi okufunakalayo is a workable relationship. Kumele i-ministry local government ihloniphe ama-local authorities njalo ibanike amandla eneleyo ukuthi benze abangakwenza in their local authority. Obviously kule challenge ukuthi iHarare i-capital city iduza nohulumende and kwesinye isikhathi uhulumende ufisa ukuthi izinto zenziwe ngendlela ethile ngenxa yokuthi useduze leHarare. Kwamanye amadolobho kwesinye isikhathi la madolobho alethuba elingcono lokuzenzela. So indaba ye-centralization ukuthi yonke into yenziwe endaweni eyodwa ngenye i-problem. So i-constitution entsha iyanika ama-local authorities amandla okuthi enze i-local economic planning, local economic development, bezenzele even be-attract ama-investors ukuthi kube labantu abasuke emazweni besithi mina imali yami ngizayifaka eHarare, mina imali yami ngizayifaka koBulawayo then eMtare, you know. So kumele sinike izabelo omeya nama-council amandla okuthi belethe inguquko edolobheni awo.
I think you're coming out with a point that maybe most people are missing. You know, he's saying that, you know, the Constitution gives, you know, local authorities the right to do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. In terms of bringing in investment, mm-hmm. they can do, you know, things that are, you know, relevant to their situations,
mm-hmm.
like maybe attracting investment from Germany, from Canada, whatever, you know, using their own mayors, mm-hmm. using their own structures. And that is part of the devolution process.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, if this is done, then local economies can actually grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Hello there, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, fine. And thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, this problem of vendors, I've also been following your posts on Facebook. You have been posting a lot and writing a lot about these issues. What is the way forward? What can be done to make sure that everyone is happy at the end of the day, the councils, the government, and the vendors?
Well, look, Gavin, it's not at this stage, it's no longer possible to make everybody happy,
mm-hmm.
because this was left too long. You know, the pervasive, you know, mentality of lawlessness in this country, in Harare, mm-hmm. the seed of lawlessness that was founded by ZANU-PF, mm-hmm. has spread like a cancer. So, it's, you know, when you are now talking about a sensible mechanism of integrated development, you, as the gentleman was saying, you now need to bring people together on the table,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much hostility. I mean, the people like Spain with Zorwa, mm-hmm. these are very hostile and violent people. I mean, it's very difficult to negotiate with him even when buying a SIM card with him, a phone card.
Mm-hmm.
So, but ZANU-PF created the problem of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not see how you can solve unemployment by being in the street, mm-hmm. and violating local authority laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as I say that, you know, there is still an opportunity for sensible integrated development. I think the city council of Harare, mm-hmm. is a local authority. They have laws that say you cannot buy and sell anyway. And I think it's unfortunate really that the vendors have chosen to go the route of coercive intimidation. But I believe really that there's still an opportunity to sit down and make a plan for integrated development.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. Regret story mwe mtereri, vama kuni makadi kuchuesho. Aywa, inindiri nani, kuri se ikoku?
Aywa, kuri zai.
Dambu ziko, riripo iri, revan varuku tenge sabu mkwa gomu. Panga gadiris kwe se, se mwone renyi.
Kepita nga mbeche kutivani, yu awa ripiri ro dambu ziko. Because even during the Rhodesian times, when mind of Tenge Sama is the high density in town. But Dambu Ziko, Chairo, Rivipo, Ambivan, Tenge Sama, Dambu Ziko, Rivipo, and there are there is Utungamiri, the president of the company, has overstayed and has become a liability. That order would be here, Akato Vista, Akati Nasa, and Kati Basa, Mangana Mazenda, I am Baon. Saka, are this in Dambu Gorema vendors? Utungamiri, why is that overstayed? And what are a liability? Even the Zanuki of Kavar, who is not to Dambu Gorema vendors. Dambudziko utungamiri wawo. Saka, kana muchida kugadzirisa nyaya, munotanga nepayakatangira, hamutangi nekumuse. Zvamurikuedza kuita izvi kana zvotedza kuitwa, kudimbura tsoka kuti ikwane musaizi yebhuti. Pane kunotenga bhuti inokwana tsoka iyoyo.
Okay, aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru ava kudi. Mr. Wakudi uses a lot of flowery language.
Yes.
You know, this interesting imagery. And, he's saying what the government is trying to do now is like, you know, if you buy a shoe, you wear size 6 and you buy a size 4 shoe, instead of going to buy a new one, you cut off your feet to become size 4.
That's a solution to a problem that you never solve.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So, what is this? Umnumzana Mangena, Lapa says Shawani. Iba Mangena, what's your name? Nice, Pili. I could go to Shawani.
Hi, I'm Shawani.
Yes, so we are taking this. I'm going to go to Shawani. Come on, Shawani.
I have a kitchen with Awanyama, Mayama Town. Quite Pirana Conelia, Yakana City. We do that kitchen with our again, Vanatola Vatata, Vanatata, we are passing 25 kilos, so that's a different
ye wele lapho atukona sikalise ngqoqo yethu kwaze sikuzwe ukuhlunga hamba hambi kube ndawonye baba
yebo
ye uthe bangavele belipophe kwampana manibhathazisa malini ye ngizwe kana ifoni yakho sikiliza mangena ifoni yakho sikiliza mpijana lapho siqalise umekhona khonapho buyela khonapana atukona ungachibeleki ye buyela mpijana ye unjele ngasu ngizwa kuhle phela. Ye, thina besingani usuyasicatshela. So lezi phone emlonyeni bese usitshela ke ukuthi pho ke kuhamba njani kwalapha.
Ye, ngithi ngapha ezikade ngakhamba kuhle kodwa siyathengisa amazi tala tika ngabi khona.
Ehhe. Hayi, if iphone yakho yahlupha mnumzana, so ngiyakucela futhi ukuthi uchede kancane sibili ngoba ngazani yakiliza sibili iyatshona angikwazi ukwenziwa kwini ya kodwa hayi sikuzwile kade ukukhuluma sibili pho uthi nxa kusiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni ngombono wakho
ngokuthi ukuya phambili kuzahlupha ngendaba yokuthi ngabe kwasiyisenisenye indawo phethe endleleni okuya esibhedlela lapho kungela khona abantu manje kuye kahlupha abantu bake bakuthenga khona baqala ukuthengisa baphenduka kwakusetown athi sekele town futhi
balihambisa nini khona ngapho
bona sekuleni ngaphamasi kube inyanga ezile ezintathu wathi bahambise endleleni yegweru sukezabani manje abantu babuya babuthana kwakwathengiswa kodwa akula bantu kulabantu abalutshwane abaala futhi kubuthana futhitown.
Ye, kutwa ungapi ndawo yangkona kwaMsopero, kutwa ungapi? Ya, okay, ayi sikuzwile mnumzana, kuthi le phone bisikiliza kodwa ungadini lokusasa uzwile. Sibonge kakhulu. So lawo baba nkosilathi kula ngapha eBotswana ubambe siyaphenduka kathesi.
Mr. Nare and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, and go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. You also find the full show on our Facebook page anytime after the show. This is Blessing Zulu.
And we're also on YouTube. Don't forget, this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.